pleasure to be out here for this, the sub-districts for C2-8. And the Sutton Phillies have already shown that they're ready to play on Thursday as they have dispatched the Blue Hill Bobcats in three straight sets. Our matchup coming up here, though, is the Thayer Central Titans and the Sandy Creek Cougars. Sandy Creek, second seed. Thayer Central had to work to get here. They're the number three seed, but they had to beat Deschler, and they did so in three straight sets. So Thayer Central, the Titans, are all set and ready to play. The Titans, coached by Kirk Waddell, who is the principal of Thayer Central. So that will set the stage. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell you about some of the key matchups in tonight's contest, and we'll get our starting lineups and everything out of the way. We're under 2 minutes before we get going in this second half of our doubleheader at the sub-district C2-8 at Donovan Trumbull. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Greer Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Greer Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back. Rob Austin, Tyson Urbanek with you. All set for the second half of our doubleheader. It's the Thayer Central Titans who come into the contest. 19-8, desperately looking for that 20th victory. Now, these two teams have crossed paths twice before. Sandy Creek coming out on top. Sandy Creek taking 5 out of 6 sets in two different a head-to-head tournament at the very beginning of the season, second week of September. They took 3 out of 4, Sandy Creek did, from Thayer Central at Thayer Central. They played later in the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament in Milford, and Sandy Creek took the Titans down in 2 sets. Sandy Creek wrapped up the regular season with a 20-6 mark, a very solid ball club. We actually had the privilege of calling them back at the, I think it was the Sutton Invitational. We got to see them with Sandy Creek. No, it was in
St. Cecilia.
Yeah, it was at St. Cecilia, wasn't it? Yeah.
Chapman Gymnasium.
Yeah. St. Cecilia beat Sandy Creek in that match. Or beat, St. Cecilia was beaten by Sandy Creek. How about that? Okay, we're going to get our starting lineups here in just a moment. Let's take a quick break. We'll come right back with the starting lineups. Brought to you by New Tech Seed. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our New Tech Seed starting lineups, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of our matchup here. First off, for the Thayer Central Titans, outside hitter Cody Long is a 5'9 junior. Sheila Heitman is a 5'9 senior on the other outside. Emily Retzliff is a 5'8 senior in the middle. Alongside her in the back row in the middle will be Kenzie Cajun. She's a 5'10 sophomore with the start. Michaela Marsh is a 5'9 junior on the right side. Claire Timmerman is their stud center. She's a 5'7 sophomore. And the libero is Kelsey Lucher. She's a 5'7 senior. That's your starting lineup for the Thayer Central. Wow. Titans. All right, for Sandy Creek, the Cougars come at you with Amanda Caden. She is a 5'5 outside hitter. Taylor Horst is a 5'10 outside hitter as well. Ashley Harms, hard-hitting Ashley Harms in the middle, is 5'11. In the back row in the middle will be Carrie Shaw, 5'9. Montana Hendricks comes your way at 5'9 on the right side. Michaela Shaw is a 5'11 setter. And the libero, Morgan Hendricks, is 5'3 and does a great job in the backcourt.
Well, before this game gets started, I just got to say I'm anxious to see the outside hitting battle between Taylor Horst and Cody Long. Cody Long from Thayer Central, Taylor Horst from Sandy Creek. Should be a good one to watch tonight.
It's going to be a tough matchup, to be sure. Again, Sandy Creek comes into the contest at 20-6. Their head coach is Kaylee Lepofsky. And she's got this team peaked in prime and ready to roll here in the sub-district. And would like very much to carry this number two seed to take on Sutton on Thursday. Sandy Creek is won the service. And back to do the honors will be Montana Hendricks, 5'9 sophomore. As we're checking the starters now, the referee's making sure everyone's in rotation. Waiting for the substitution, the libero will be coming in for Thayer Central. And the libero will come in. It'll be Kelsey Lucher. Couple side notes, couple stories that we're going to be talking about here a little bit later on. Kind of an inspirational moment for Sandy Creek. And we'll tell you more about how that happened. But right now, we are off and underway. Ashley Harms, the serve, saved by Thayer Central, almost out of bounds. Titans had to do some hustling to get it back under control. Quick shot in the middle, the attack from Kerry Anshaw. Now it's covered by the Titans. Working the left side, Amanda Caton gets it down. That's covered by Michaela Marsh of the Titans. Sent into the net by Kinsey Tachin. And Sandy Creek comes out on top. 1-0 here in the first set, just underway. Service off the hands of the libero. And Sandy Creek puts it together. Takes a 2-0 lead. Thayer Central has 5 deep against the service from Montana Hendricks. Check that. Ashley Harm covered by Thayer. Nice shot on the left side. Cody Long. Cody Long takes the angle. Steps up. It was her and Claire Timmerman, the only ones in the front row. And she'll drive it down and get Thayer Central on the board. Service underway. Sandy Creek taps over the right side. Ball goes on the outside of the foul pole. The out-of-bounds marker. And we're tied up at 2. Thayer Central will send Taryn Tachin to the line. Hard shot. It's over. Down the line. And it is. And Sandy Creek claims the lead. It was Michaela Shaw on the left side. Michaela Shaw is a 5'11 freshman. Getting her done for Sandy Creek. They've got the lead now, 3-2. Battle now at the net. I actually think we have the scoreboard wrong. Knocked out of bounds. Taylor Horst put too much on it. And we're tied at 3. They do have it. Sandy Creek is technically the home team.
Unless I'm missing something, I think it's 4-2. That's what I have it as.
Scoreboard reads 3-3. On the left side, hammered down, Michaela Shaw. And they've got Sandy Creek as the visitors now, 4-3. On top, so we'll be going with that. Even though they are the technically the home team, but libero comes back in, and out comes Taryn Tachin. 4 deep now against the service from Amanda Caden. Cody Long goes up, pushed over by the libero, Lucher. Big block at the net. Hard shot, but in the net is Sandy Creek. And Thayer Central ties it back up at four. Service now from Cody Long, the hard-hitting junior from the middle of the court. Slaps it over, picked up by Sandy Creek. Cougars now attack the left side. Down it goes. Working the line was Taylor Horst. Horst, the 5'10 junior, comes across, runs it down the length of the net, gets the point. Sandy Creek on top, 5-4. Carrie Ann Shaw steps up, punches this one over, and it's about 2 feet out of bounds. Too long on the service. Score ties up at five here in the first set. Back to serve for Thayer Central. Claire Timmerman. Timmerman rears back, sends this one into the net and down. Point will go to Sandy Creek. Cougars will send Michaela Shaw to the line. Shaw again, a 5'11 freshman, getting the start for Coach Kaylee Lepofsky. Service covered by the Titans. Back row or front row on the outside. Michaela Marsh put everything she had into it. Ball sails out of bounds. And it's a 2-point lead for Sandy Creek. Michaela Shaw continues service. Hard shot, double hit off of Terrence Hatchin. The 5'6 freshman Titan comes up. Swinell makes the rotation adjustment. Sandy Creek with a 3-point lead. Launched one more time. Michaela Marsh gets this one on the mark. Point will go to the Titans as the return from the Cougars. Out of bounds. Lead cuts now to two. It'll send Emily Retzliff, a 5'8 senior middle hitter, to the service line. She'll step up. Pop this one over. It's a deep one out of bounds, about a foot and a half. So Sandy Creek will get it right back. To the line will come Taylor Horst. Horst will go on the left side. Steps up, pops it across, covered by Cody Long. Lucher passes over to Tatian. Carey called on Sandy Creek. As Ashley Arms came from the back row to bring it up. 7-9. 2-point lead for the Cougars. Trying to cut into that now. Service from Michaela Marsh, covered in a double hit called on the Titans. We'll send it back. Cougars stretch the lead now to 3, 10, 7 to the line. Comes Ashley Harms, works her way around the rotation. She'll step up, hard serve, 8 serve, and the Cougars get it going. Stretch the lead now to 4, 11 to 7. Timeout Titans. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Here's a special congratulations to the Sandy Creek volleyball team on another successful season from Todd, Jennifer, and everyone at Cannonau Service in Fairfield, Glenville, and Lawrence. Cannonau's is your place for Conoco oils and other Conoco products, name brand tires, on-the-farm tire service, and bulk fuel delivery. Part of Cannonau's Service is a convenience store for your snacks and refreshments. Call Cannonau's Service in Fairfield and Lawrence. Cannonau's proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our sub-district championship semifinals for two sub-district eight. It's Thayer Central, the Titans, down by four. Second-seeded Sandy Creek, the Cougars, on a rally right now on the arms of Ashley Harms. I went a long way for that one for nothing. Arms a sophomore, drives this one across, battle of the Titans, as two stepped up, return it. It's over the net, left side attack. Return goes into the net, and it'll be four hits for Thayer Central as they couldn't get it under control, and it's a 5-point Cougar lead. Arms steps up. Titans at the net. Try for the save. Couldn't get it. Good effort defensively for Thayer Central, but Sandy Creek will get the point and take a six-point lead with it. Arms continues to serve. Lines up, sends it across. Lucher, Kelsey Lucher, handles it on the left side. Big block. Montana Hendricks and Carrie-Anne Shaw teaming up on the right side. Into the net, though, are the Cougars on the return. Titans will pick up the point and climb back into this. 13-8 is our score.
They've got to use this point, Robbie, to get back into the match.
Darren Tajan, a freshman, charged with service for Thayer Central. Hard shot is over. Set from Michaela Shaw, dropped over on the left side as Carrie-Anne Shaw swung over to do it. Big block, and again, the 9-11 Towers. Let me tell you, Montana Hendricks, number 9 and number 11, Carrie-Anne Shaw, put up a wall on the right side. Service from Hendricks is over. Thayer Central can't get it. They took several swipes at it, but the ball too difficult to play. Emily Retzlaff will be back into the contest. The libero, Kelsey Lucher, to the bench. Also coming in, Ashley Peterson will step in now for Retzlaff. And it'll be five deep for the Titans against the service of Montana Hendricks. Hendricks down to the court. Good dig by Cody Long. Responding on the right side. Tough shot. Kinsley Tatian, a 5'10 sophomore, works their way around. Substitutions now coming in for the Titans. Maggie Goldhammer comes in. Goldhammer, and to the bench goes Ashley Peterson. Service for Thayer Central now from Kinsey Tatian. She'll send it across, fielded nicely by Michaela Shaw. Shaw now will load up on the left side. Our shot off the arm of Michaela Marsh. Sandy Creek will get the point. And the lead now stretches 16-9 at the 7 points. Sandy Creek lead. Service comes over. Amanda Keaton lets it go. In the middle, big block again. Cougars load up. In the middle, one more time. Hard shot off the block. Carrie-Anne Shaw, no block. Point will go to the Titans. Lead gets cut to 6 now. Karen Tachin to the bench. Cody Long to the service line. Kelsey Lucher steps in as libero for Thayer Central. Titans down by 6. Service covered. Michaela Shaw, tap on the left side, sent over by Sandy Creek. Taylor Horst put a touch on it. Shaw now works the middle with Carrie-Anne Shaw. And we're going to get a carry on Thayer Central. Sandy Creek will get the point. They were working a lot of different angles there, and the middle finally was starting to pay off for them. Lead now stretches to 7, 17-10. Carrie-Anne Shaw winds up, pops it over. Hard shot on the left side. Michaela Marsh comes up big. The 5'9 junior puts points on the board for Thayer Central. It's a 6-point Sandy Creek lead. Sign comes in from the coach. Claire Timmerman winds up, drops it over, covered nicely by Carrie-Anne Shaw. Hammering it down on the left side. The Cougars get her to go. 7-point lead, 18-11. Michaela Shaw, the 5'11 freshman, will handle the service. Ball rolled into the locker room. They finally get it back. Michaela winds up. 7-point lead for the Cougars. Set on the left side. Hard shot. Good cover. Thundering Michaela Marsh gets it to go. Brought back by the Cougars. Sandy Creek will walk away with a point. Stretch the lead now. I'm sorry, it goes back to the Titans. Off the touch.
It was just long hit.
Long, okay. There you go. 18-12. Service from Maggie Goldhammer. Hammer's shot will sail out of bounds. And Sandy Creek will get it back along with it. A 7-point lead, 19-12 here in the first set. Three deep down to handle the Taylor Horst serve, covered by Cody Long. Set Back over down the right side, Michaela Marsh. Boy, I've been calling her name a lot. From the right side, Marsh steps up, makes the point, her third kill of the night, and Marsh will inherit the serve as well, along with it a six-point deficit for the Titans. Bayer Central battling back. Cougars working now. Solid shot from Carrie-Anne Shaw, but it goes into the net. Point belongs to the Titans. They've now cut into that lead. It's 19-14 here in the first set in favor of the Cougars. Shot is over, picked up by Carrie-Anne Shaw. Hard shot, good play on the right side. Ashley Harms comes up big. And Harms will drive it home, and it's a six-point Cougar lead. Harms to serve. She'll step up, just clears the net. Luger covers on the left side. Big effort. Cody Long going for it. Finally pushed over, free ball. Cougars attack in the middle now. Off the block, out of bounds it goes. Carrie-Anne Shaw gets it to go. Cougars now up by seven, and it's Ashley Harms leading the way. Time out for Thayer Central. 21-14. We're going to stay here. I want to tell you about a little bit of a subplot that's kind of going on here. Sandy Creek playing with a lot of emotion tonight. Two of their starters, Carrie-Anne Shaw and Michaela Shaw, lost their mother to a stroke during one of their matches here not too long ago. Tragic event. They continued to play, but she was one of the school moms. Their mother, Carrie-Anne Shaw, and Carrie Shaw, Michaela Shaw's mother, sorely missed by Sandy Creek. The Cougars absolutely lost a huge supporter.
And you look at Sandy Creek, the history of the school, how many Shaws have come in and out of that school, the Shaw family.
Yep, so absolutely.
Just one of the family names, and she will be missed.
Yep, absolutely. So Sandy Creek playing with a lot of emotion tonight and carrying on the season for certain. Back to action now, 21-14. Jump serve now from Ashley Harms. Luchers there to cover it for the Titans in the middle. Good effort. As Harms comes over to cover for the Cougars off the block. Good shot by Amanda Caton as she tried to make it happen. Caton all over the court back there. Push back. Park play. Cody Long saw that the backcourt was wide open and gets the point for Thayer Central. Back to serve for the Titans, the freshman, Taryn Caton. She'll throw the line in the middle. Step up. Pop it across. Covered by Morgan Hendricks. Now on the left side. Hard shot off the block. No block was called. Carrie-Anne Shaw drove it through the blockers, but no one touched it. Taryn Tainton will continue service for the Titans. Shot into the net. And we're back to a six-point Cougar lead. One of the big rule changes this year that we haven't talked about in a while is that the coaches can come off the bench. They can walk around out there. They've got a little bit of a window now. And we just saw Kaylee Lepofsky step up and talk to her team and keeping this rally going. It's a six-point lead. And in and under the net are the Titans. And the lead stretches to seven late here in the first, 23-16. Rotation coming in, our substitution, as Brittany Gress will come in, the 5'8 sophomore. Will take over for the freshman, Taryn Tatum. Work that back right corner. Montana Hendricks steps up. 5'9 sophomore spins it across. It's picked up by the Titans. Back set. Perfect placement. Kinsey Tatum, the 5'10 sophomore on the right side, gets it to go. And that ball zipped around the blockers and found the open spot on the court. And it's 23-17, service now from Kinsey Tatum. The Thayer Central Titans get it to go, and at the net, Maggie Goldhammer drops it down. Like to see a lot of the underclassmen playing on Thayer Central. Sandy Creek has their share of underclassmen as well. 23-18 the score in favor of the Cougars. Service into the net from Cajun, and it's 24-18 set point for Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek fans on their feet. Amanda Keith to serve. She'll float one across. Picked up. No one's there to cover for the Titans. Confusion in the backcourt between Cody Long and one of the other Titans, and the first set belongs to Sandy Creek. 25. What was that second score?
25-18.
Sandy Creek on top. We'll take a quick break. Come back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Around the block, just up your street.
You're finally on your own, living in your own place, paying your own bills, making your own decisions. But when your decisions involve insurance and financial needs, it's nice to have a little help. Hi, I'm State Farm Agent Laura Schneider. I know that being on your own shouldn't feel like being alone. Visit with me, your State Farm Agent, at 410 North Minnesota Avenue in Hastings.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore? Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens. You get more Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Proud sponsors of our mid-set break, Rob Eisenman, Rob Austin, I don't even know my own name right now, Tyson Urbanek. With you at Donovan Trumbull for the sub-district C2-8 matchup between the Thayer Central Titans and Sandy Creek Cougars. Your thoughts on that first set?
That first set, you just saw Thayer Central come out of the tunnel, and they were trying to get their fans pumped as they were coming across there. I got to think that the coach there had something to do with that in his little locker room talk, because they did not come out with any fire, any intensity in that first set, and they really let Sutton frustrate him on the front of the net there. Sandy Creek on the front of the net had great front net play, just dominated that first set. So if they're going to get back into this game, the intensity has to start this set.
Absolutely, and yeah, they did appear to be a little bit on the flat side, just not moving off their steps. They made some good chases on a couple of balls, but just things not working. Sandy Creek, not off to a quick start either. They appeared to come off a little sluggish and a little slow, and we're starting to put things together towards the end. They're starting to mix up their play a little bit and attacking from different sides and swinging some players around and getting some more activity in it. So I look for the Cougars to step it up a little bit here in the second set.
And I'll tell you what, Montana Heinrichs and Kieran Shaw at the front of the net just dominating right now. They're really frustrating Thayer Central.
Yeah, absolutely. Kieran Shaw is just having her pick up the court right now when she gets the play. That'll wrap up your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. We'll be back. Second set action is underway. Thayer Central in their all-black uniform gets the service. Shot is called in. From the Cougars, it was an almost impossible angle on the right side, but the Cougars get it, and even Montana Hendricks is chuckling about that one. Sandy Creek back to serve. Ashley Harns will handle it, sliding over to pick it up with Claire Timmerman. Cougars watch this one sail out of bounds. No, they're going to call it off a block.
Could that possibly be a makeup call for maybe the first one?
I was just thinking that, but I wasn't going to say it. But, Sandy Creek charged with the touch, so the Titans will pick it up. Tied up at one. Back to serve now, Brittany Grass, the 5'8 sophomore for Thayer Central. She'll send this one right into the net. I thought it was going to get the roll off of it, but it takes a Cougar roll. Back into the ballgame is Terrence Tachin to the back row for the Titans. And the serve is Montana Hendricks. Hendricks lets it fly, going down from the dig was Lucher. Did a great job bringing it back up, keeping it alive for Thayer Central. Attack in the middle, hard shot out of bounds. Carrie-Anne Shaw trying to find the groove, had the shot, and just put a little too much underneath it, and we're tied up at two. Thayer Central. Kinsey Tachin drops it across. Good dig by the Cougars. Working the left side, and Michaela Shaw had the shot, but it came right back off the block from the Titans, and the Titans pick up their first lead of the night, 3-2. Kinsey Tachin drops this one across, picked up nicely by the Cougars, working the left side off the shot. Michaela Shaw hammered one across. It's covered by the Titans. Pushed up by Michaela. Touched over. Nobody there for Titans. Good read by Carrie-Anne Shaw. You know she wants to put the hammer on the ball, but she can't because she couldn't get the angle. And instead drops it over. Sandy Creek picked up the point. We're tied at three in the second set. Hard shot right off of Lucher. Rode up her arm and into her chin. And the Cougars get the lead back. It's Amanda Keaton, the 5'5 junior. Serve goes into the net. And as quick as that, we're tied back up at four. Titans will send Cody Long back. Long doing an excellent job from the service line. For Thayer Central, her shot is over. Picked up by Carrie-Anne Shaw. Trouble for the Titans. They're going to push it over free ball. Cougars now load up in the middle. Dropped over one more time. Good cover by the Titans. Trying to hammer it in with Claire Timmerman, but the shot misplayed into the net. Cougars will regain the lead. They'll send Carrie-Anne Shaw back to serve.
And notice Thayer Central's out of that five deep formation that they were in earlier.
They seem to put that in, I think, only when Montana Hendricks is serving, but we'll see when that rotation comes around. Meantime, we got a free ball now. The Cougars loading up on the right side, swinging around, knocking it out of bounds, however. Was Ashley Harms. Harms worked her way around the right side and could not get it to drop. Just too much oomph on it. And we're tied up at five. Back to serve. Blair Timmerman sends it across. Misplayed, but saved. It'll be a free ball brought back by the Cougars. Way to hang in there off the air. Michaela Marsh launches one that sails way out of bounds, and the Cougars will get it right back. Up 6-5. Michaela Shaw will step in. Played in the middle in the back row. Pushed over by Tachin, covered by the Cougars. So we'll work on the left side. Hard shot down the left side from Taylor Horst, covered by the Titans. Answering back, almost kept alive. They're going to get a carry call on the Cougars, but it was a hard shot from Michaela Marsh. Marsh really stepping up her play for the Titans. Tied back up at six. In the second set, Cougars took the first set. In the middle, quick shot down. Ashley Harms gets it to go. Harms had the angle. She saw the gap and went for it and got it in quick fashion and gets the point in the lead for Sandy Creek. Cougars on top, 7-6. Forced to serve one more time. She'll step up, pop it across in a hurry. Lucher sends it up. Set from Tachin. Pushed over, free ball. The Cougars wrap it up. In the middle, attack, hard shot, and in it goes. Ashley Harms gets it to go. One more time, Harms hammers at the point home. Gets the lead. We got a timeout for over the Titans. We'll take a break as well. 8-6 is our score. Sandy Creek on top. It's high school volleyball in the Breeze. 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Successive plays from Sandy Creek's Ashley Harms in the same spot on the court. And I'll bet that's the adjustment that Thayer Central is making as we speak, because Sandy Creek will take that any time they get. They can get it. They're up by two now. They took the first set, 25-18. They're up by two, 8-6 here in the second. Service continues from Taylor Horst, the 5'11 junior. Three back. Right side off the net. Well played by the Titans. Hammering it in. Michaela Marsh trying to make something out of nothing. Cougars had a big blocking team up there. Marsh tried to force the issue and gets it into the net. It's a three-point lead now for the Cougars. Back set, working free ball now from the Titans. Cougars work their middle now. Good shot, Lucher there to cover for the Titans off the hammer from Sandy Creek. Cougars not doing a good job talking. They're getting a lot of players bumping into each other. On the left side, covered nicely. Good play by Michaela Shaw. Down the line it goes. Call it in. Cougars get the point. Right on the line. That one went right on the line. Brittany Grass is going to come in for Taryn Teach. The freshman will hit the bench.
And once again, it's Ashley Harms going right back to the right side of the floor there.
Yeah, absolutely. She knows what she's looking for. They see something there, and they're working it. Coming back, Kofair Central will bring it into him. Michaela Marsh hammering it hard for the Titans, keeping Thayer Central in the ballgame, down by three, 10-7. Marsh will serve. 5'9 junior. Toes the line, sends it across. Knuckleballer picked up by the Cougars. Quick set, quick pushover. Smart play, Michaela Shaw. Right place, right time, got the touch. Gets the point to service back for Sandy Creek. 11-7. Service now from Ashley Harms. Now they go to five back against Harms. Harms' shot is hard, but Thayer Central playing five deep on Ashley Harms' service at the net. Good play by the Cougars to keep it alive. Pushed over this time by Amanda Keaton. On the left side, attack off the block. Good shot. Cody Long comes up for the Titans to make it a three-point second set, 11-8. Brittany Griff to serve for Thayer Central. She'll stand middle court. Three deep for the Cougars. Shot is over, covered in the middle. Pushed up, working the left side. Cougar attack. Solid shot. Carrie-Anne Shaw was there. The Thayer Central is there to cover. Montana Hendricks sends it across. Big high set. Carrie-Anne Shaw gets it right back. Drops it in. Good cover. Claire Timmerman scoots her way over. And the Titans have some misplay. Ball bounces between two Titans. And Sandy Creek will take the point. And along with it, a four-point lead. Montana Hendricks to serve. They're five deep on her as well. Set from Timmerman on the right side. Covered by the Cougars. Staying home was Ashley Harms. Check that. Taylor Horst stayed home for the Cougars. They'll send it across. Hard shot by Keaton. Covered by the Titans. Coming with the run is Cody Long to save it for the Titans. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Titans. Cougars get the point. It's a five-point lead. We've got a Thayer Central timeout. We'll take a break as well. 13-8 is our score. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLXUFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Donovan Trumbull High School. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. Sub-district right here. Semi-final, Thayer Central, Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek up one set to nothing. They're up now by 5 points, and the Cougars have the serve. Back in the ballgame is Karen Tajan, the 5'6 freshman, will take the back row. Five deep against Montana Hendricks. Hendricks' shot is over. It's picked up pushed up by Timmerman on the left side. Through the block it goes. Cody Long finally gets it to go. She's been trying and have gotten a couple through, but this one takes its way through. The lead drops to four. Three back for the Cougars to handle the service from Kenzie Tachin. Tachin's shot is up. Cougars work the left side, stepping up. Michaela Shaw gets it down and in. Cougars get it right back. They'll send Amanda Keaton, the 5'5 junior, to the line. She'll get the go-ahead, step up, pop it across. Knuckleballer covered by Cody Long. Set, nobody there for the Titans. Misplay. They were expecting Emily Retzlick to move over. She did not. And it's those unforced errors that will haunt Thayer Central because Sandy Creek will take advantage of it every opportunity they get, and then they'll make their own breaks as well. Cougars, solid ball club. Big block now for the Cougars, battling at the net. I tell you what, that combo, Michaela Shaw this time with Carrie Ann Shaw, the two sisters step up and make the wall and make it work for the Cougars. 16-9 the score. Service from Keaton one more time. She'll step up, knuckleball this one across. Titans cover, work the right side, down the line, good read. Cody Long saw it, had her eye on it all the way up, and drops it down the right side, gets it inside the line, gets the point, and the service. For Thayer Central, down now by six. Long to serve, right from the middle. She'll let it go, it's going to be covered in the middle by Keaton, sent across by the Cougars. Michaela Marsh, rather, lets it go. This time, the Cougars are there to cover. Marsh, one more time from the left side. Launches this one. May have been out of bounds. Cougars still have a chance to play it. They stuck with it. They got it. They almost got the point off it as well. This one's going to go out of bounds. Cougars will let it go. Michaela Marsh, too much on it again. And it's a 7-point Cougar lead. Sandy Creek will send Carrie Ann Shaw back to the line, 5'11 junior. Handle from the middle. She'll step up, pop it across, covered by the Titans, rather. Out of bounds again. Did we get a touch on it? No, no touch. Sandy Creek stretches the lead now 18-10. Carrie Ann Shaw one more time. Sends it across. Covered by the Titans. Tough play at the net. Good way for Taryn Tachin to cover the line. She almost went under the net. Tachin now sets on the left side. This one's going to be covered by the Cougars. Good play by Amanda Keaton. Stay home. Into the rafters it goes. It'll be a free ball. Taryn Tachin keeps it alive for the Titans, but only for the briefest of moments as Ashley Harms comes up. And comes up big for the Cougars. Drives it through the block and down the court it goes. It's a 9-point Sandy Creek lead. Sandy Creek starting to put things together. Looking like the Cougars of old. Carrie Ann Shaw winds up, pops it across. In the middle, stepping up for it, was Claire Timmerman. Covered nicely by the Cougars, but out of position on the return. Montana Hendricks sucked up. Watches it drop behind her. Thayer Central will get it back, trailing by eight. Claire Timmerman to the line. 5'7" sophomore. Puts it to the court. Lifts it up, steps up, pops it across. Just clears the net. Covered by the Cougars on the left side. Big attack. Ashley Harms was there. Blocked at the net. Good coverage again by Taylor Horst this time. Into the net are the Titans. Cougars back to a 9-point lead. Michaela Shaw to serve. Just clears the net. Good dig by Cody Long. Long from the back row. Drives it across. Picked up by Horst. Covered or called for a carry. And the Titans will pick it up down by eight. Maggie Goldhammer, the 5'8 sophomore, sends it across. Picked up by the Cougars. Tough return, hit and then it goes. Too much on the return. Michaela Shaw could do nothing with it. And the Titans will get the point. Lead cut now to 7, 20 to 13. We're in the second set. Cougars took the first set, 25-18. Cougars now work the middle. Nice attack, smart play. Ashley Harm wanted to kill it. Saw the open spot, gets it to drop. Lead now is at 8 for Sandy Creek, 21-13. Service from Taylor Horst. Kaylee Lebowski, the head coach, calls the shot for the Cougars. Serve comes over. Luchier covers on the left side. Solid shot by Kinsey Tate. And the Cougars cover, and they'll reset now in the middle. Dinked over. Good block in the middle by Kinsey Tate. Battle at the net. Big block by the Cougars on the left side. Michaela Marsh gets it to go through the block into the net. Are the Cougars. Titans get the point. They had to fight hard for that one. They cut the lead to 7. Good play at the net by Thayer Central. They weren't going to let that one get away from them. Michaela Marsh sends it across. Cougars cover, back set, hammered down, covered by Marsh. Good effort. As Horst swung over there to get it. On the left side, Cody Long lets it go, covered by Shaw. And then sent over. Michaela Shaw made the good cover for the Cougars. Cross the net, good play. Smart play, Aaron Tatian. Soft up and working across the net from the right side. And it catches the Cougars out of position. The lead now down to 6. Michaela Marsh winds up, sends it across, picked up by Carrie Ann Shaw, worked by Michaela, and then hammered down, but out of bounds by the Cougars. And the lead now should be cut to 4, showing 5 on the screen. 21-16 is correct. Michaela Marsh serve, covered by the Cougars, out of position, making the adjustment was Harm. She'll send it across, free ball, Titans. In control, down the line. Ashley Harm takes a good read, just pretty much threw it down the line. Point will go for Sandy Creek. The lead now back to 6. Harms to serve. 4 deep against Harms from the Titans. Pushed up. Good return by Tatian. There we go. Down it goes. Carrie Ann Shaw finding her groove. Gets it to go. Solid shot around the block, drops just inside the line, and it's a 7-point lead, 23-16. Ashley Harms, jump serve, covered by Luther. Luther can't do anything with it. It goes down, a serve off the jump serve from Ashley Harms. Still back 4 deep. Substitution coming in. Maggie Goldhammer will come in for Luther. And then we'll come right back out. It looks like Ashley Peterson coming in for Thayer Central as they go 4 deep. Peterson's a 5'2 freshman, getting some good playing time. She makes a good return for the Titans off the service. Hammered, but in the net. Four hits on the Cougars. I guess they're calling it right off the block. 24-17, still set point for the Cougars. Aaron Tatian lets it go. She'll wind up, float one across. Just pushed across on the left side. Cody Long lets it go, saved by Ashley Harm of the Cougars. Long one more time, gets it to go. This time it's off and out of bounds. Thayer Central will not go down. 24-18. Set point continues for Sandy Creek. Karen Tatian lets it go. Knuckles one across. Picked up by the Cougars. Attacking on the left side. Hard shot covered by the Titans. Amanda Caton was there for the Cougars on the left side. Long gets it to go. Hard shot. Sarah winds up diving effort by the Cougars, but too late. That ball zipped past the Cougars, 24-19 at the five-point lead. Still set point for Sandy Creek. They're digging in against the service of Taryn Payton. The freshman winds up, sends this one across. No carry call. The Titan fans wanted a carry. And nobody was home for Sandy Creek. That's the point that got away, and that could be a painful one, an awkward set or an awkward service return by the Cougars, 24-20. Out of bounds, and that's the way the Cougars will take the second set, 25-20. Two sets to nothing, Sandy Creek on top. We'll take a quick break. Come back with our Allens of Hastings fifth-set break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore?
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens. You get more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Proud sponsors for our mid-set break, Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. And 25-18, Sandy Creek takes the first set. They take the second set, 25-20. A little bit of life from Thayer Central in that match, but a little bit down at the end there.
Tell you what, Sandy Creek is just exploiting every single weakness that Thayer Central appears to have at this point. Sandy Creek has obviously been by far the more dominating team at the front of the net, but they're doing it by just tapping it over. There's prime real estate right in the middle of the net, and there's no Thayer Central defenders there to stop it.
And they're playing it smart. I would go as far as to say this is not Sandy Creek's A game. I've seen them play previously this year, and I've seen them play a lot better than what they're playing right now. And I don't think they're one of those teams. You see a lot of teams early in the season that play at the same level as the team they're playing.
Right.
And this is clearly not the case. Thayer Central is a very solid team. I mean, they're looking for their 20th win on the season. So their eight losses have been hard fought. Sandy Creek, I think, may be looking past Thayer Central, and that would be the problem.
Could be a little bit.
If that's the case. I mean, Sandy Creek's the number two seed. They're going to have to play a very tough Sutton ball club. If they intend to do that, they need to be having the momentum, and they need to get it now, and they need to start putting some things together.
But, you know, on the Sandy Creek side, they are doing, though, what they have to do to win the ballgame.
Oh, yeah.
And if that's open up the middle, then that I see no reason why they shouldn't take
it. Clearly they are. This makes it kind of hypocritical on my part. They need to look past the Titans and get that momentum. They need to get that momentum and use it against the Titans and come across here. They could take it now with a third-set victory here and get in. But they need that momentum. They need the practice and time to put that together to make things work because Sutton's a good ball club. We watched them earlier.
Absolutely.
Third set action about to get underway as they restructure everything. Sandy Creek will service, and I certainly don't want to come across as I'm taking anything away from the Cougars. They are a fabulous ball club. They are 20-6. They have played under some adverse conditions and situations, and they have persevered, and they are playing now with a cause, and they have the ability, and they've had it all season long. They just need to put it together and do it a little bit more cleanly. How about that?
I'll give you that.
Fair enough? All right.
Fair enough.
Third set action underway. Service from Ashley Harn. That ball is punted out of bounds off the foot of Lucher, the libero for Thayer Central. That was a hard shot, and the point will belong to Sandy Creek. Four deep now. to handle the service from Ashley Harms. Harms drops it in front. Good effort. Unfortunately, coming up short. Ashley Peterson made a good play on it, but no one was there to help. And the Titans will watch the ace serve disappear.
Four aces for Harms.
For Ashley Harms on the night. 2-0 here in the third set. Harms lets it go out of bounds. It is. And Thayer Central will take it down by one. To the service line comes Tarantation. Winds up, pops it up. Good coverage, just cleared the net. Good serve, good read on the other side by the Titans. Cody Long was there, read it perfectly, and dropped it down to tie up the match at two. Tie up the set at two. Darren Tangent one more time. Toes to the cross. Picked up by Michaela Shaw. Hammered on the left side. Carrie Ann Shaw got it, and it drops in. By the narrowest of margins on the back line, but Carrie Ann Shaw put some zip on that Powie. 3-2 now. Sandy Creek on top. Service from Montana Hendricks. They were four deep. Laid back, and it's got to get over, and it just clears the net. It hit the top of the net. It was the number three shot from Michaela Shaw, or Michaela Marsh, rather, excuse me. And the ball hit the top of the net and rolls across into the Cougars' side of the court. Back in the ball game, Maggie Goldhammer for Thayer Central. Back to serve. Kinsey takes it. She'll let it go. Covered by the Cougars. Attack on the left side. Hammered by Michaela Shaw, but covered by the Titans. They'll work it again. This time, it'll be Amanda Caton letting it go. Hustling back for it are the Titans. Just another three ball that's going to have to get put over. Pushed up wisely. Michaela Shaw works the left side now. Good effort by Amanda Caton working on that outside. Now they'll go to the middle. It'll be pushed over by Montana Hendricks. Three ball for the Titans on the left side. And again, Cody Long comes up big. Cody Long struggled in the first set, came alive in the second set, and now here in the third, she's knocking it down for the Titans. Ninth kill for Cody Long as she has come alive, and between her and Michaela Marsh are keeping the Titans in it. Titans up by one now, 4-3, in this must win for Thayer Central. Kinsey Tation sends it across, picked up by the Cougars. They'll have to send it over as a free ball from Amanda Caton. And just in, some miscommunication. Karen Tangent heard out. She ducked out of the way. The ball dropped in barely.
Exactly right. Marsh was coming onto the backside, and she kept yelling out, out, out. And so she backs off of it, and the ball sneaks in behind her right on the corner for a kill.
Morgan Hendricks steps out for Sandy Creek as the libero in her stead, I believe. Like all starters are in. Yep, all starters are in for Sandy Creek, minus the libero. They're four deep to handle the service from Amanda Caton. Back way deep is Taryn Tainchin. They'll try to go short, but it goes into the net. Good thinking, but to no avail for Sandy Creek. 5-4. Titans on top. Good battle at the net. Michaela Shaw hung in there. Carrie Ann Shaw lets it go, covered by the Titans. Pushed over. Michaela on the left side rips it down from Taylor Horst. Horst sends it deep into the backcourt and gets it to drop off the arms of Cody Long. And we're tied up at five here in the third set. Sandy Creek takes the first two. Gary Ann Shaw sends it across. Another miscommunication, but this time the Titans were there to cover it. Into the net goes Ashley Harn off a smart play, but she just couldn't put the brakes on in midair. Titans will get the point and the lead along with it. to serve. Claire Timmerman, the 5'7 sophomore. Well, I tell you, all the underclassmen on Thayer Central next year, they are going to be a power to reckon with. Into the net from Ashley Harms one more time, and Harms has lost the mojo. She had it going earlier for Sandy Creek. Will definitely need to pick it up. 7-5, our score. Thayer Central on top. Trouble again at the line, and what was the Cougar strength has now come back to bite them. That front row not working.
And I just don't think they're communicating, Rob.
Exactly, and I think that's it. I think if they want to win it, they're going to have to pick up their play here, because you give Thayer Central the opportunity, Thayer Central's going to take it.
Exactly.
Hard shot, rebounding now. This time, Ashley Harm gets it to go. And Sandy Creek will get the service back now, trailing by 2. Michaela Shaw to serve, 5'11 freshman. Sends it across, just clears the net. No one there for the Titans. Michaela Marsh had gone back to set up for the kill, and the ball came right to that spot. And it's an 8-7 ball game. Sandy Creek trying to tie it up. Now Marsh will let it go and going to get it to fly off the arm of the Cougars, and it's back to a 2-point lead. Substitutions now coming into the ballgame. Brittany Graff for Thayer Central. Taryn Tainchin will step out. Taryn Tainchin's going to be a solid player. Already making an impact, and she's just a freshman.
Oh, what did you say? Only a freshman? Wow.
Yeah. Cougars make the cover. Hard shot. Did we get a touch? Nothing. Touch called. Point will go to the Titans, who've now built up a 3-point lead. I think that's the biggest lead of the night. 10-7. Wrestler with the serve. Back set from Shaw. Finds the right spot. Taylor Horst comes up, finds the open spot on the court, drops it down. Goldhammer will exit back in the ballgame. Ashley Peterson for Thayer Central. They're 3 deep against the service of Taylor Horst. Horst shot sails out of bounds on the right side and will give back a 3-point lead to Thayer Central. Michaela Marsh with the serve, a 5'9 junior, so they've got another year for her as well. And things looking pretty good for Thayer Central. Right now they're up by 3 here in a must-win game. Crowd wanted a carry. They're not going to get it. Ball going to be knocked down out of bounds off Ashley Peterson. Cougars will get the point and make it another 2-point set, 11-9. We're in the third set. Again, the Cougars took the first two. Ashley Harms lets it go. They were 4 deep against her. Pushed up by Greff, saved by the Cougars. On the left side, Long lets it go. There to cover was Harms, giving chase, and they'll send back the free ball. The Cougars will, but they're lucky to get it. Good play by Ashley Harms. Long, once again, goes over the head, off the block. And Long makes it count. Boy, she's putting up some kills tonight. 12-9 is our score at the 3-point Thayer Central lead. 11 kills for Cody Long. Checking the rotation now. We're wondering how Brittany Greff gets back there taking a look. Greff will keep the serve. Referee is satisfied. Rest puts it to the court. It's a 3-point Titan lead here in the third set. A must win for Thayer Central. On the left side, Michaela Shaw left it fly. Brought back immediately. Pushed up by Hendrick. In the middle, good attack. Covered by Carrie Henshaw. Working the left side now. Caton lets it go off the back spin, off the knuckles of Ashley Peterson. It rolled off the back of her fingertips, and the Cougars climbing their way back into it, down now by 2. 5 deep against the service of Montana Hendricks. The 5'9 sophomore winds up, pops it across. Covered nicely by Peterson. Hammered, saved by the Cougars at the net. Good tip over, smart read. Michaela Shaw thought of the set, was a little off its mark, and just batted it down to the open spot. And it's a one-point lead for the Titans. Karen Tajan back into the ballgame in the stead of Brittany Greff, who heads to the bench. Still now 5 deep on the service from Hendricks. Hendricks' shot is up. Played nicely. Good return. But into the net from Cody Long. And the point will go to Sandy Creek. We're tied. We got a timeout for Thayer Central to talk about it. We'll take a quick break. Come back with more volleyball action from Donovan on the Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Your Central timeout as they watch a 6-point lead.
It was only a 3, I believe.
3-point lead?
Yeah, 10-7 was their highest point.
They watched it disappear. It's tied up at 12 as the Cougars hung in there. 4 deep now against Montana Hendricks. She'll let it fly. Good coverage by the Titans. Working the left side. Tapped over. Good cover by the Cougars. In the middle, Carrie Ann Shaw lets it go, and it's going to be blocked and brought right back. Cougars send it across. Free ball. On the left side, Cody Long lets it go. This one's going to be covered by Kate. And going up for it with Carrie Ann Shaw. And that sends it right into the block, straight down. Cougars get the point. They get the lead, 13-12. Service continues for Montana Hendricks. Hendricks just off the net. 8 serve. Good play. Claire Timmerman trying to come up for it, but she would have needed a shovel to dig that one up. 14-12. Kinsey Tatian makes the return. Titans send it back. Cougars load up on the right side. Carrie Ann Shaw lets it go off the block. Out of bounds it goes. Cougars get it. Their lead now is at 3, 15-12.
They're in the middle of a 6-point rally here, Rob.
It's a must-win for Thayer Central, and Sandy Creek would like to make a quick 9 out of it. With serves like that, they're going to get it. Another big serve from Montana Hendricks. It'll result in a Thayer Central timeout. We'll take a break as well. It's a 4-point lead here in the third set. Sandy Creek on top. High school volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
When you work the land, you know that you can make the land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, Nebraska. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Western Land Roller pumps, Hastings Irrigation Pipe and Supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields and helping our economy grow stronger. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All-male cheerleaders from Sandy Creek. And Cougar fans into it. Oops, almost lost the shirt there. That may not have been pretty. 16-12 was our score. Cougars on top. They're doing it on the hot hand of Montana Hendricks. She'll step up. They're still 4 deep. Tough play. Good battle. Good play by Taryn Tatian. Carrie Ann Shaw works away to the middle. Misplayed in the front court by the Titans. And that's another point given away to the Cougars, 17-12. And the service continues from Montana Hendricks. service again. Good tip over. Smart play by Brittany Dress. And the Titans will get the service back, trailing by 4, 17-13. Goldhammer back into the game for the Titans to serve Kinsey Tainton, 5'10 sophomore. Zips it across, Cougars cover. Carrie Ann Shaw works the left side. Good block, Carrie Ann off the block. We'll get it. But right there at the right time in the right place, Tony Long sends it down for the Titans and brings them back to within 3, 17-14. Titans not going down without a fight. Kinsey Tainton sends it across one more time. Carrie Ann Shaw drives it up, brought over by the Cougars. Long sends it into the net. She tried to go deep with it and just got a little bit too much on top of it. Cougars will get the service back. They'll send Amanda Caton to the line, 18-14. Caton service floats over. Titans will have to send it over on the right side. Hard shot, right? Good coverage by Ashley Harms. Down the line it goes. Point will go to the Cougars. The lead stretches now to 5. 19-14. Taryn Tainton back into the game. Brittany Gress to the bench. Four deep to handle the service of Amanda Caton. Caton's shot is covered. Titans are going to have to hurry. Push this one across. Good free ball for the Cougars. On the left side, Taylor Horse lets it go. Covered by Marsh for the Titans. Sent over free ball unnecessarily by Goldhammer. Quick shot, quick return into the net. Out of bounds, the call. Did it go on the other side of the net?
It hit the foul pole.
It went on the outside of the fair pole, I suppose. I don't know. It's a side marker. Service out of bounds. And the Cougars are putting a lock on this one. 21-14, Sandy Creek up by a touchdown. Taryn Tainton goes to the bench. Luchers back in the ballgame. Fourth air. Service from Kate into the net. Titans catch a break. 21-15. Cody Long to serve. Long has been putting some good service together. Fourth air central all night long. She'll wind up. Pop this one. Just going to float it in at the net. Good coverage. Dunked over by Michaela Shaw. Cougars now off the back set. We'll just punch it over. On the left side, the attack comes from Michaela Marsh, and Marsh makes it count, gets the point, cuts the lead now to 5, 21-16. Cougars letting down. They did the same thing back in the second set and then ended up barely winning it. Service goes into the net. Cougars will pick up the point and the service. They'll send Carrie Ann Shaw to the line. Lebowski, Coach Lebowski gives a little smile to her as she walks back to the bench. Titans now work the left side. Marsh lets it fly. Out of bounds it goes. 23-16 is our score. Sandy Creek wrapping it up, looking for that invitation to the finals for sub-district. Gary Ann Shaw gets it. A good hustle by Claire Timmerman. Free balls, the Cougars. Works the right side now. Hard shot down the line it goes. Ashley Harms comes up big and gets the point. Match point for Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek fans on their feet. VIP in the crowd. Joe Wilson just gave us a thumbs up. Joe Wilson of Joe Sports Cards, Collectibles, Lincoln Street in Hastings. Service is underway. Titans now on the left side. Good coverage. Hard shot from Michaela Marsh, brought back just as hard into the net. Battle at the net is going to be a double hit called on the Titans, and Sandy Creek will go to the finals on Thursday and face the Sutton Phillies. The season for the Thayer Central Titans comes to an end, and we will wrap things up here for you. 25-16, the final score of this third set. We'll be right back with our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show. right after these messages. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly supports Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar supports the farmers and agriculture in South Central Nebraska. Superior Deschler serves its customers with propane, custom application, liquid fertilizer, variable rate dry fertilizer, anhydrous ammonia, farm chemicals, refined fuels and seeds, including Dynagrow. Proudly serving Edgar, Fairfield, and the surrounding area. Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar. Good luck on the field and in the classroom to the Sandy Creek and area athletes. From Superior Deschler Incorporated.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
When you work the land, you know that you can make the land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, Nebraska. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Western Land Roller pumps, Hastings Irrigation Pipe and Supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling. Quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields and helping our economy grow stronger. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly supports Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome to our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. Learning Center, proud sponsors of our post-game show. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. We've just watched Fair Central wrap up a fantastic season. They'll finish year at 19-9, but as you were pointing out, Fair Central disappointed on the court right now. We're going to see them next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Their biggest stars that shine tonight, Cody Long and Michaela Marsh, both juniors, so they'll be seniors and they'll be ready to go next year. And then we saw plenty of freshmen get some experience tonight, and that was just a great thing to see.
And I love to see that. That's a fantastic asset to have. So yeah, a good Fair Central team's going to be a lot better next year as well. So a great opportunity. Sandy Creek improves to 21-6. They've earned the right to take on Sutton, and it's kind of as the seeds were sown. I mean, you had a number one seed and a number two seed going at each other Thursday night. We'll be calling it right here on The Breeze at 7 o'clock. Pre-game show, I think 6:50, something like that. It's going to be a great matchup between Sutton and Sandy Creek. But I don't want to look past this right here because a little bit of, I don't want to say controversy, but a couple of issues that kind of popped up during this matchup here that we've just walked between Sandy Creek and Thayer Central. Thayer Central came out pretty flat. weren't playing well. Sandy Creek not communicating well, but managing to get the points when they needed to get them. They didn't do it as flashy as the Sutton or even as Blue Hill was doing, but they were putting them together when they needed it, and they got it.
And here's what you gotta wonder about that game is how that bodes for Sandy, you know, how all that does for Sandy Creek. Sutton got a whale of a game. They played Blue Hill. They played a Blue Hill team that was very much on fire and a very tournament-like atmosphere right away. It did not feel like that from the Sandy Creek Thayer Central game tonight. The atmosphere was, it just seemed to be sucked out. It seemed kind of, like you said, came out flat. And so what's that do for Sutton, who's already played a game in playoff-style atmosphere,
yeah,
and then Sandy Creek
now,
coming in here who had that?
If I'm correct in assuming that Sandy Creek tends to play at the level of their opponent, that matchup on Thursday night is going to be a blast.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a good game because I'll tell you what, Sutton needed everything they had to beat Blue Hill. Don't let the 3-0 fool you. Blue Hill was in every set and did a fantastic job. Sutton will have to play that A game again to beat Sandy Creek because Sandy Creek will find a way to beat you. They just need to bring their A game to it.
You're absolutely right there. When we saw the Sandy Creek St. Cecilia game, St. Cecilia, a Class C1 team, obviously, you know, just by the class ranking, you know, a little more athletic, a little more quicker, you know, not as tall, but you know, just
a little deeper on the bench.
A little deeper on the bench, exactly.
Yeah.
And you saw Sandy Creek gave them a whale of a game and actually won the ball game. So if that's true, they play up their opponent. Oh, Thursday night's going to be a blast.
Thursday night's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a classic championship battle. But I'll tell you what, even on Thursday looking at this, and it's way too early to make any assumptions on, as to how that wild card's going to play out, but I would venture a guess to say that both these teams will see play in the district championships purely by record and purely by average points that they've against the opponents that they've played. Because, like you mentioned, they have played some solid teams in the process. That's how you get to be the number one seed. That's how you get to be the number two seed in this district. And this is a pretty, we say this as a cliche all the time, but this is a very competitive district. And C2 is a tough district. There's a lot of cream that rises to the top. And
yeah,
we've seen four teams tonight that have risen to the top. And this is just sub-district 8.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's when you say that, it just hits the whole, you know, this is one sub-district. And we've seen some incredible matchups that could be district finals. I thought the Blue Hill Sutton game tonight could have easily been for the district championship, the way that they came out and played with that intensity and the way the crowd was into it all night. I mean, that was just a good game to watch. So, you know, who knows how the wild cards are going to play off? It's not in their hands anymore. What Sutton and Sandy Creek have to do is they've got to win their game and just they can't put it in other people's hands, basically.
Yeah, exactly. You can't rely on that wild card because there are other districts that could rise to the occasion as well,
right,
and you could see a 3 or 4 seed sneak in and get in past their sub-districts into the districts and actually make it.
Yeah, if a 3 seed was to win a sub-district, a district championship, maybe knock one of the number one seeds out that were in the other sub-district, then that number one seed, you know, is probably going to get the wild card over maybe number two seed Sandy Creek. That's just kind of the process. That's kind of how it goes.
That's just, that's exactly the way it is, but you know, I love coming to the sub-districts because here we had 4 teams that are all around 20 wins. And that's a good season. I mean, if you walk away with, you know, 19 wins in a season, you've done a good job. You know, you've played some solid teams in the process, too, and gotten there. So Thayer Central has no reason to hang their head. Blue Hill has no reason to hang their head. Solid ball clubs. They'll be back. We'll definitely be seeing them. But right now, you got to look towards the Phillies, and you got to look towards the Cougars to make an impact here and to make a good game out of it on Thursday. And again, we will have it most immediately, though. You and I will be at Blue Hill tomorrow for football as the Blue Hill Bobcats will look to defend their C2 championship, state championship last year with their perfect season on the line against the Sutherland Sailors. And looking at some of the stats, Sutherland's a pretty good team.
We're going to see about tomorrow's going to be a battle of two sides of the coin, as I like to say. You've got the Blue Hill defense versus the Sutherland offense, a high-powered offense, versus probably, I would venture to say, one of the best defenses in Class C2.
I don't want to get off football for too terribly or get on football for too terribly long because we could talk about it all night. What I would like to do, though, is we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our Sylvan Learning Center postgame show, and we'll take a look at some of the numbers tonight to see if they support exactly what we've been talking about or if we're just kind of making this up as we go along. We'll see how it all plays out. Stay with us. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Here's a special congratulations to the Sandy Creek volleyball team on another successful season from Todd, Jennifer, and everyone at Cannonau Service in Fairfield, Glenville, and Lawrence. Cannonau's is your place for Conoco oils and other Conoco products, name brand tires, on-the-farm tire service, and bulk fuel delivery. Part of Cannonau's Service is a convenience store for your snacks and refreshments. Call Cannonau's Service in Fairfield and Lawrence. Cannonau's proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly supports Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar supports the farmers and agriculture in South Central Nebraska. Superior Deschler serves its customers with propane, custom application, liquid fertilizer, variable rate dry fertilizer, anhydrous ammonia, farm chemicals, refined fuels and seeds, including Dynagrow. Proudly serving Edgar, Fairfield, and the surrounding area. Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar. Good luck on the field and in the classrooms of the Sandy Creek and area athletes. From Superior Deschler Incorporated.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back one more time to Donovan High School. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. We've just wrapped up the semifinals for sub-district at C2. Earlier, Sutton took down the Bobcats in three sets, and then just recently, Sandy Creek ended the season of Thayer Central in three sets as well, so it'll be a Sandy Creek Sutton championship for the district coming up, or for the sub-district rather, coming up on Thursday. And Tyson Urbanek has some numbers for you on Sandy Creek, and these will be the same names that we're going to be hearing on Thursday for sure.
Exactly.
Tyson Urbanek for the Blue Hill Bobcats and the Sutherland Sailors on tomorrow night with a pregame show at 6 o'clock on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com. And then on Thursday, we will wrap up our sub-district volleyball tournament here at Donovan for the Sutton Phillies and the Sandy Creek Cougars in a key matchup for C2 as we work for the road to Lincoln. So for Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek, thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys tomorrow night on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQ.
Choice is clear.
Okay.
sports and play-by-play.
Your action at home or away.
Your local sports.